This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is asking the American people to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine to the tune of $100 billion taxpayer dollars. Biden argued support for the two nations is key to our national security as he prepares to ask Congress for the aid today. He said that America's leadership is what holds the world together.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
The FBI continues to monitor threats in the United States and overseas as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continues. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. They are also working with leaders of all faiths, including Jewish and Muslim leaders, and are asking the public to report any threats or suspicious activity to law enforcement. A new report from the Pentagon says China now has over 500 nukes and has blown past previous projections for the size of its nuclear arsenal. The report adds China is now producing even more nukes while substantially growing its navy. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is set to hold a press conference this morning at the U.S. Capitol. Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors, trying to find a path forward to elect a new House leader, but so far have come up short. Jordan has vowed to continue running despite not reaching the threshold twice earlier this week. As United Auto Workers' strike continues, Ford Motor Company has announced more layoffs. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been laid off. There has been little reported progress in negotiations with the big three automakers. Major League Baseball postseason continues today. Astros at Texans, Phillies at Diamondbacks. TGIF, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The arraignment for Dwayne Davis, the suspect linked to the killing of rapper Tupac Shakur, has been postponed once again.
Davis made an appearance in a Las Vegas courtroom Thursday after his initial arraignment was rescheduled. However, the attorney Davis retained to represent him informed the judge that he required an additional 2 weeks to determine if he would officially take on the case. The 60-year-old is charged with orchestrating the drive-by shooting that claimed Tupac's life and injured record producer Suge Knight. Prosecutors allege that Davis orchestrated that attack in retaliation for an assault on his nephew just hours before. Aside from Davis, Knight is the sole surviving eyewitness from that night 27 years ago. Davis is set to return to court in 2 weeks and is expected to plead not guilty. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Some of Hollywood movies' top earners are offering financial help to end the SAG-AFTRA actor strike. George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson are proposing to give $150 million in dues over 3 years to help fund areas of the union that make much less money. Clooney told the website Deadline that a lot of the top earners want to be a part of the solution. Fran Drescher, president of the Screen Actors Guild, says George Clooney's proposal to lift SAG-AFTRA dues wouldn't be legal. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top there, Bill Martinez here with you as we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for what is happening there in Israel and what is about to happen as the IDF soldiers take on Hamas and these terrorists through that 300-mile-plus labyrinth of tunnels, the most dangerous type of war, that can happen. We're talking all kinds of surprises at every turn, something you can't even imagine unless you've been in that situation. Fortunately, there are people within the body of humanity that are so well trained and their instincts are so well honed. But regardless, it is very dangerous, even with all their training. And we pray that, that justice will be done. And I understand that it's complicated for people to really get their brains around this. So I want to bring John Fleetwood on right now, the managing editor for American Faith. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good. What is it about us that we cannot seem to make a clear-cut decision here? To me, it's academic. What happened in Israel was evil. Okay? And meanwhile, there are people that would want you to believe differently, because of their worldview. But you got to decide what kind of society do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a society, regardless of, what offenses, whatever has happened, all the stories that have been told through the millennia, murdering innocent people, lopping the heads off of 40 babies, killing Holocaust victims, it's just it's not tolerable. And, we can have a further discussion about, what possible solutions could be to keep you from getting to that point. But to get to the point that you're going to murder innocents, that can't be part of a civil society. There's no room for that whatsoever, because what it really comes down to is just like what they have said, which is part of their principles. And that is, what we're hearing a lot right now and even chanted in the streets of America is that, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, that means the eradication. What they're saying is that means the eradication of Israel. Well, that's not going to happen. You and I know that that's not going to happen. They've been trying to do this. I mean, this is a rerun of what they did 50 years ago with the Yom Kippur War, and they had their head handed to them. And again, I believe that God will come forward. The Lord of Heaven's armies will be there leading the way. And, and Israel has got to really be definitive and serious about this once and for all, because we know what happened 50 years ago. It cost the leadership of Golda Meir. because she just was a bit, she was undecided about this. I mean, safety, the one thing, when if you ever go to Israel, the one thing that you learn right away is safety is number one. That's the most important thing, because they're constantly under attack. And Israel has got to decide once and for all that they've got to be serious about cleaning this up. And I say, even to the point, John, you know, Qatar is giving comfort and aid, and Qatar is, you know, they're like double agents because they work with the United States. They're kind of like the middleman negotiating all this stuff. The United States gives them money. You know, Hamas is giving them money. Iran is giving them money. And they're playing both sides to the middle, just having all kinds of fun. And meanwhile, they're putting up these leaders of Hamas there in these five-, six-star, you know, hotels, and they're eating, you know, this great food and everything like that. And the ironic thing was, I was reading the other day, is they're just down the street from our major military base there in Qatar. So, I mean, this is how Qatar's playing the game. Okay, they make room. They, you know, America couldn't find, you know, they need to find a base. Qatar says, yeah, come on here. And they're playing both sides of the middle. So they, and everybody knows the game. You know, all the Arabs know the game. Israel knows the game. But they just put up with it. It's amazing to me. And meanwhile, as they put up with it, here you got innocents being murdered en masse.
Yeah, I think that's what I don't like. And I think anybody who thinks really, really thinks about what they're saying, that's what they don't like, is the taking away of innocent life. Because the average person is just that, an average citizen. Mm-hmm. And I think either side, there's Palestinians who probably know nothing of politics. They're not, you know, paying attention. They're not politicos, but there's bombs going off, and it's the same thing for Israel. You know, on October 7th, they were hit by Hamas, and the average Israeli citizen has to deal with this. The leaders don't. Mm-hmm. You know, the leaders get to sit in their armchairs and pontificate, but they're not going to fight.
Well, no, they send everybody else out to fight. That's like the one Hamas soldier, why he defected. He said he woke up one day and said, wait a minute, I'm on the front lines. These guys are up in a hotel, you know, out of the line of fire, and we're the ones taking the bullets. You know, how crazy is that?
Yeah, this could be fixed in a second. You know, Biden's funding both sides. He's sending weapons to both sides.
Is that insane?
Is that insane?
That's totally insane, just what you just said. You know, and this is the president of the United, our president, who is funding both sides here.
Yeah, and it could end immediately. I mean, number one, you could just put Trump in, and then you'd have, you know, Abraham Accords, you know, round two, where there were no wars when Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If you're for peace, whether if you're screaming so much about peace, whether you're for Palestine or Israel, I mean, you should want Trump in there, because there's not going to be any more bombs dropped, because everybody was afraid of him. As much as the left, you know, hated him, I think people don't understand how much Trump bothered them. Well, Trump bothered those world leaders, too. Now, he got along with them, but he bothered them in the sense that Putin didn't go into the invade the Donbass, Donetsk and Lugansk, when Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm.
Israel and Palestine weren't launching rockets at each other, at least to this extent. There weren't these wars when Trump was in office. And I think why it's not clear, that's a good point. I think people are so confused about this because the mainstream media are horrible at explaining the backstory. I mean, why did Hamas even attack Israel in the first place? Nobody knows how to answer that. And even if you try to answer it, you get tarred and feathered for it. But you know, like for example, the New York Times reported there were 500 dead at that hospital in Gaza, and they were saying that Israel threw.
Well, that's the number they're saying. Is that verified though? Has that number been verified?
That's my point, Bill. This is the problem with the mainstream media. They're so quick. They want Palestine to be the good guy. The New York Times does. They want Palestine to be the good guy. They want Israel to be the bad guy because they're anti-colonialists and they're cultural Marxists. They hate Israel because Israel stands for God in a mm-hmm. Jewish sense. And cultural Marxists hate the West. Theology and theism is part of the West, and it's how we've become so great, because we have this moral, you know, archetype in God. So they hate the New York Times. They hate Israel, so they want the Palestine to be the good guys. So as soon as they get any kind of intel, whether, and I'm using that term very loosely, almost sarcastically, because they're just seeing tweets on, they're seeing tweets and other social media posts, probably.
Well, hey, let's pick it up on the other side here, John. Got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with
Silver
me.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As incredible as it may sound, there are people in our own backyards who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. It's our calling, our mandate as Christians, to ensure that every single soul on earth has a chance to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why the Tide Ministry is encouraging you to bring our mission into your community through our Have You Heard Challenge. The challenge is to ask at least 10 people if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then share the love of Christ with them. If they embrace Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. Sometimes all it takes is a simple question to open the door to a meaningful conversation. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can join a growing number of believers who are actively sharing their faith in their own communities, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith. You know, we're talking about the kids here in America who are citing, and really, I think they just really don't have the whole truth and nothing but And, you know, the kids here in America, I believe, are a little bit easier to redeem. And this is, you know, in a sense that, you know, by God's grace and mercy, because the kids, you know, they were raised in a certain way, and they may have abandoned their worldview. But as George Barna said, John, when I was talking to him the other day, you know, we have to be reminded that by the age of 13, we've established our worldview, and everybody has a worldview. You can't be without one. You have one, even though you may not understand it, but you have one. But to the age of 13, this is why it's so important for parents and, you know, of faith to raise up the child in the way that they should go according to Scripture. And they may deviate, but they will come back to what they know best. But meanwhile, right now in college, they're being not educated. They're being reorientated and indoctrinated. And they've got friends who, you know, they've met that have come from the Middle East that they've befriended. They have no idea how these kids were raised. You and I were talking about this. I mean, from, you know, from birth, they're taught a certain doctrine you know, a perspective of Israel and Jews, that they're less than, and that here they are, they're oppressing us. And, you know, and these Arabs, these Palestinians have been raised with a victimhood conscience. And in that process of doing it, they've almost self-enslaved themselves. Does that make sense? You know, because they've really done this. It's a self-inflicted situation. I know some people might hear that and go, Bill, you don't know what you're talking about. No, really. I mean, because this is a mindset. They have bought into this narrative that they're victims. It's the same way, like with Black Americans. They were raised in such a way and conditioned to think that, oh, well, you know, they just couldn't make it because they're Black, because of the color of their skin. And, you know, we need government cheese and, you know, government checks in order to exist. And thank God for the government, or, you know, we would just really be a mess. And what they've done is the establishment is they've crippled humanity. And just like with the Arab nations that have bought into this, they've crippled themselves because they're so far away from what God has purposed for their lives, right?
Right. And I think the younger generation is who's going to save America, if any. I mean, we're all going to age out, and it's going to be our kids and our grandkids. And so we
what a mess we're leaving them with, John. I mean,
yeah,
this is, I mean, philosophically, intellectually, I mean, see, but this is why we have to get back to first principles. And what I said when we first started our conversation at the top of the hour, we have got to re-embrace the things of value of what you can live with. You know, is this acceptable to have somebody? Because the thing is, as you were saying earlier, you know, Israel is first, but America is next. You know, Christians, the people of faith are next. You know, right now it happens to be from the river to the sea, but they're going to be saying, you know, from one part of the world to the other part of the world, they want it all, you know, all for Muhammad. That is their final caveat and their final ambition and vision that they continue to put out there. And they're not going to let anything get in their way, clearly. So it's up to, I believe, it's up to, you know, civilized society to say, okay, what is acceptable? And live it out.
Right. Yeah, and, I mean, we're trying to do that. We just, Bill, I haven't told you this yet, but we just recently pulled our kids out of public school, and we're going to start homeschooling them.
Good for you.
Because
Good.
These schools, they're indoctrination camps.
Yeah.
And not everybody can do that, and it's one of the hardest things, you know, my wife and I, you know, decided to do, mm-hmm. but the things that they're teaching, I mean, the forcing of masks, I mean, good night. Remember what happened during COVID, what they do with kids and putting the masks on and how psychologically damaging that was. Now these psychologists are coming out. I have family who are very far left, and, you know, they're, you know, vaxxed and boosted, and, you know, you got to wear the mask, but I was talking to them the other day, and they said even for a far leftist, they admitted their kids are worse off, and they're worried about their kids and the development.
Well, here they are. They're pushing a narrative upon your children they're with your children right. 6-7 hours a day, and they're filling them with this nonsense, confusing them about their sex, and leading them down a road that leads to puberty blockers. And God forbid that you or your wife would stand and interfere with that decision made by the school nurse. And
the last straw for us, Bill, was my son came home, and I'm into politics, and they know what cultural Marxism is. They know the difference between a republic, the left and the right. They know this. Mm-hmm. The last straw for me was I picked him up from school, and he said for me, Dad, he goes, they showed us a weird video. And I'm like, what? And he's in second grade. And
second grade?
What was the video? Second grade. And he goes, they showed us a weird video. And I said, what was it about? He said, well, they were talking about two mommies. And I'm like, what? Two mommies in second grade? And I go home and we do research and we find the video. I found it on YouTube and confirmed with the teacher this was mm-hmm. the video. And yes. They're talking about kids having two mommies. So lesbianism. They're teaching right. lesbianism to second graders. And that was it for us. We met with the teacher and, she was very nice. And I'm sure 90% of the time you talk to these teachers and principals, they're great people and everything, but their hands are tied with what kind of curriculum they teach. But to push a sexualized agenda on second graders, it's like, I'm glad, my kids, I trust my kids enough that they're going to pick up on this stuff. And even right. my son in second grade, he understands this when he sees it. And he has a strong conservative opinion, even at a younger age. But that was enough. That's enough yeah. for me. And if they yeah. if they start pushing this COVID stuff like they've kind of been doing, it's like we're not going to go through that again. So we had to make the hard decision to figure out, what kind of curriculum are we going to use and register with, the certain authorities we had to with the state. But right. I think we just have to start taking the lead and doing things for our kids, maybe that our parents.
Well, millions of families have done that, John. They've come to that conclusion. This is why you have this public right. school exodus that's taking place. And you've got more and more. I was talking with Cal Thomas yesterday about his book. And, he's talking about all these states now that are changing and allowing, parents to have the freedom of education and tax dollars to go with that child. And it's amazing to think that here in Tennessee, that you think Tennessee is mostly conservative, but yet, the influence of the left is even happening in areas of Tennessee, which is amazing to me. But I don't know why I'm amazed and shocked, because this is what progressives do. This is what the left has been doing, and they're not going to give up control easily. But you've got to move with conviction and definitively, and God bless, you and your wife to make that decision, for your kids. And you will find that homeschooling, I mean, I did it, and, the curriculum, the things that are available, it's amazing, John. It's awesome. And it's really neat, because what it does, in a way, it's kind of like there's a part of the Shema that the Jews read three times a day, right? That you're supposed to share, talk to your kids, when they're, when you're lying down, when you're sitting down, when you're walking out in the, countryside. It's all part of the Shema. And in a way, this is what this is going to do. It's going to rebirth for you and your family an opportunity to, and I know you do this anyway, but now you're going to get credit for it, and the kids are going to get credit for it, because it's like, hey, you're in school, but you're not in school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about getting involved locally, whether it's in your own family or your neighborhood, get involved in local politics. I think that's how we turn this around. So.
Well, we've got to protect the family, and this is, what it's all about. And, this is the job one of the man of the house, is to protect his family, John. So congratulations for doing that. God bless you, and I'm confident that you're going to be able to make this work.
Thanks.
Get ready, because the fun part of it, John, is the kids are going to teach you. Like they don't already.
Love it.
John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. President Biden is asking the American people to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine to the tune of $100 billion taxpayer dollars. Biden argued support for the two nations is key to our national security as he prepares to ask Congress for the aid today. He said that America's leadership is what holds the world together.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
The FBI continues to monitor threats in the United States and overseas as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continues. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. They are also working with leaders of all faiths, including Jewish and Muslim leaders, and are asking the public to report any threats or suspicious activity to law enforcement. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Tim Graham, the executive editor of Newsbusters, is with us now. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you write that democracy dies in darkness. Of course, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek here, mocking the Washington Post slogan, because though that may be true, good observation, it seems that they're missing that little light of theirs, because there's not very much light on the darkness that they seem to be shedding on all things that has to do with Hamas and Israel in the Gaza.
Yes, this is a pompous slogan that tries to say basically everything we do makes the world a better place and makes it more democratic. But obviously, in this current atmosphere, our ally Israel is a democracy, the most highly functioning democracy in the Middle East, mm-hmm. and they get punished for it. Our news media basically punish them for it, mm-hmm. and then you have Hamas. In the Gaza, who was elected by the people in the Bush years, what was it 18 years ago, 17 years ago, and they haven't had another election. There's no serious threat that Hamas is going to be voted out, so that's not a democracy. And yet, yes, Israel is treated like the tyrannical oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look, just this embarrassing incident, where we were all told by our so-called trustworthy, so-called mainstream media, that Israel bombed a hospital, and then they all had to slink away from it and say, oops. It turns out the United States government says it wasn't Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And now the only way they can slink away from this is to say, but fury on the Arab street remains. You know, they're slinking out of it and not really underlining. You forwarded misinformation because you couldn't wait. You
exactly.
couldn't wait to confirm it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went with the narrative. But you see, this is the consistent model of the mainstream media, Tim. They've sold their souls, you know, time and again. They're leftists. They support this, you know, this regime, and they're on full exposure. I mean, this is what, you know, some reasonable-minded American citizens are seeing right now, and this is why they're decoupling, you know, from newspapers, from the mainstream media, and the mainstream media is crying out loud going, oh, we're losing revenue, we've lost subscribers. Well, you deserve it, because you have abandoned your reason to exist. You violated the covering of the First Amendment right to a free press at a time when we need you to hold our government accountable, to reprove, you know, to report on the truth of what's going on in the Middle East. You guys have busted the bubble. You have sided with the enemy, a non-democratic organization that has been known, you know, for terror, and all their agents at the expense of a trusted ally. Shame on you. I mean, you did this during World War II. You've been doing it ever since, and here it is at a time when we need you. You're MIA.
Well, what's most atrocious is that, you know, you have these government-run, government-operated news entities like the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, the CBC, saying to their reporters, do not use the term terrorist. I mean, the BBC was so shameful, they said, it's not our job to tell you who the good guys and the bad guys are. Anybody who listens to the BBC knows they're a bunch of lecturing leftists, mm-hmm. with all kinds of moral superiority. The idea that they're not telling you who the good guys are is ludicrous, but this is where they are, is they're trying to say, please don't shame us into using the T word for Hamas, because they're the oppressed peoples.
Yeah. Well, and this is what Hamas has been able to get away with, you know, and the PLO and these other agents who traffic in terror. They and our media, you know, lops it up, and they carry the water for them in promoting this big lie that they are the victims. And this is what everybody buys into. Well, wait a minute. How do you make them victims? These are the people that came over the fence. They knocked down a fence. They attacked the innocents. 260 festival goers. They gunned down. They raped young girls, drug them through the streets of Gaza, all celebrating, jumping up and down, murdering Holocaust victims, decapitating 40 children in their cribs, families annihilated. I mean, how do you square that up and make Hamas a victim? I mean, you have got to suspend reality totally and buy into a new narrative that's an absolute lie.
Well, what tends to happen in these things, and what made this additionally atrocious, was these horrendous videos were shared by Hamas. They were very proud of them.
Right.
So it made it harder for the Western media to go, well, I'm not sure that this is confirmed. No, it's Hamas's own video. So the original reporting in the first 24 or 48 hours was, wow, what a horror, this is terrible, and then you just know that it's going to turn, and that is the
exactly.
minute the Israelis start to retaliate, then suddenly everything turns. It's very much like 9/11, where everybody felt everybody's pain on 9/11 for a month, and then the minute that Bush takes war on Afghanistan, then suddenly Americans are committing more crimes, and this is the way they act, and that's
exactly.
part of it, that they lose that idea too, which is the United States. You know, we're supposed to feel so loyal to the media, but the media is not loyal to America at all.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so much for democracy dying in darkness when they are the ones that are turning out the lights. It's rich with irony, to say the least. Tim, do you think that Israel's taking too much time, that they needed to move on this a lot sooner? Because they keep trying to negotiate with people that they've never been successful in negotiating with them. I mean, they've never been able to accomplish, any true negotiation, just quieting them down. I mean, they declared war, and they needed to move on this. And I think the longer they wait, the more time they give Hamas and these other malplayers an opportunity to warrior up and to, prepare the battlefield even more, that I think is to Israel's disadvantage. Don't you think?
I think people need to understand that the entire sort of global consensus is against Israel. You know this when you see that the United Nations, they treat the United Nations as an objective person. We all know the UN hates Israel's guts. They passed the Zionism is racism declaration. You know, and the human rights, the quote-unquote human rights groups, too. The human rights groups hate Israel. And so the reporting you're getting now is, oh, human rights groups say the Israelis are horrible people, and you don't get any sense that they're deeply invested in hating Israel. I don't want to judge that Israel made some sort of mistake. That is the really common thing now, is all the foreign policy elites were like, this was a massive intelligence failure. Well, maybe. But yes, Israel lives in such a bizarre way where they were lobbing missiles out of the Gaza on pretty much a daily basis. And how exactly did that become normalized? But it does, in a weird way, become normalized.
Yeah.
And it's funny that, the news media can't seem to get upset about lobbing missiles. Let's have a two-state solution where one so-called state's constantly at war.
Right. And the other state is constantly building bombing shelters that are, within a 15 to 20 second range of areas where, kids could be playing. Every home now, it's a statute there in Israel that all homes come with a bomb shelter.
That's no way to live, is it? I mean, it is. I don't think that the American news media and the news media in the Western Hemisphere or the Western sphere at all really underline that the Palestinians, their solution is a final solution. Their solution is to rid Israel of the Jews, and that's just not underlined at all. And so when we have Palestinian protests in the United States and they say from the river to the sea, well, the news media is not going to they're not going to explain what that really means. Well, that would be indelicate.
It might be. It's too honest for them to address. River to the Sea is a direct reference to the total annihilation of Israel, bottom line. Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbusters. As always, we appreciate the time. Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense.
Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez along with Adam Holtz. Yes, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Peoples. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, like you, you know, praying for the peace of Israel as we wait, you know, with we've got all kinds of tanks there, you know, any moment now. Probably in the middle of this interview, we can have, you know, the direct movement into the Gaza by the IDF going into those tunnels, which is going to be incredibly dangerous. But, you know, these guys have been trained for this. They are experts in this type of combat. This is extraordinary, and it takes gifted people, trained people, who have that kind of capacity and ability to do that. And, hey, they're Israel's best, and many in the world, you know, say that they look up to they look up to them because they know that they're outstanding individuals. But, you know, this is what Israel is going through. I think is a real soul-searching time for the rest of the world to decide, you know, what kind of civilization, you know, what kind of community do you want to live in? And it's just intolerable to have anybody, neighbor otherwise, that can think at any moment they could come into your home and decapitate your child, and to attack innocence like this. I mean, this is unconscionable. This is again the other thing to keep in mind. I look at it from a spiritual standpoint, and I'm sure you do as well. Is that this is 50 years to the day of the Yom Kippur War. And so what, you know, I believe this is a spiritual issue as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see how this, you know, how this plays out. And I'm just praying that the IDF, Israel, I mean, forget about the United States and everybody else. They're going to think whatever they're going to do. Israel is always, you know, they've been defended by God. The you know, Lord of Heaven's armies is going to lead the way here as he's always done. And it's God's will be done here. And I think this is, if it is, you know, if this is God's appointed time and his will, then it will be undeniable once again that the hand of God is upon Israel, and Israel needs to go forth in that conviction and quit, you know, negotiating land for peace.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, a couple of thoughts. As I think about Scripture, I think about, you know, when Jesus said, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And I don't go looking for demons behind every bush. But on the flip side, we know that there is a spiritual battle being waged. And when I see news about, you know, the behavior of the Hamas attack initially, mm-hmm. and the atrocities, and atrocity isn't even a strong enough word, the atrocities that were committed, I can't help but say, this is demonic, you know? And part of our response as believers, and you mentioned, you know, obviously the phrase, praying for the peace of Israel, I think that's what we can do, you know, as believers. Because it's easy to watch the news and to be horrified and to be sad, but also to have a sense of resignation or even despair. And I think those responses are not actually what God would have of us. He doesn't want us to be people of resignation and despair. He wants us to be people of hope and faith and love. And
exactly.
In this case, I think praying for the peace of Israel, and praying that everyone involved would recognize the deceptions that are potentially in play, because that is at the core of the enemy's strategy of splitting everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, the uphill battle that you have there, though, Adam, is that you have what we call ancient hatred. This has gone on for the millennia. This is a tough battle.
That's right.
You know what you're fighting there, and but again, this is you know, the bully on the block, and you've got to let the bully know. If he comes after you, you've got to punch him square in the teeth to set him back, because that's how the bully responds, and responds to, you know, equal, if not more, force and pushback. But in this particular case, you know, it's up to Israel. I don't think it's up to Joe Biden. I don't think it's up to anybody else. It's up to the citizens of Israel to render justice. And I think they need to go after these people that killed innocents. And I think, and also, in my humble opinion, they need to go after the leaders of Hamas, the ones that are sitting in Qatar.
Right.
You know, they're having nice dinners, you know, away from the fray and the bullets and all that and the danger. And they're just, you know, happy little clams, you know, between, you know, bouncing back from Qatar and Lebanon. And all's well for them. That's like why one of the Hamas soldiers who defected said he woke up one day and realized, hey, these knuckleheads are out there, you know, having caviar and champagne, and I'm on the front lines for my family and all this. This is ridiculous. And so he exited stage left and has a story to tell. And, of course, the, you know, target is on him and his family as a result of this. But he got a... you know, he got injected with truth. And when truth comes in, it's hard to deny it. And, but, you know, and you think, wow, what a miracle, because this young man has been conditioned from an early age. See, in the West, we don't understand this. We don't understand how somebody can be raised with such hatred. But this is what they do. And then what happens, and I think what grieves the father's heart, is they, by this instruction and by this hatred, they become less than. They're compromised creations of God. And this is a heartbreak for the father to see his creation, again, like you said, steal, kill, and destroy. This is what Satan does. And and Satan has been very effective in taking these 12, you know, 12 families, the 12 nations of Ishmael, and has just injected hatred into their spirits. And it's sad. And then, you know, again, I think, you know, what you're pointing out is this is an opportunity for us to go into this with our eyes wide open. Observe. See what's happening. See who is for, who is against. Because what it is, what it really comes down to, the line in the sand is either you're for life or you're for death. You're for God or you're for Satan. Right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. And I think the other educational opportunity here, Bill, is that we live, I know we're in a time of economic downturn, obviously, but still, relative to the rest of the world, we live in an era of incredible prosperity And we also live in an era in which, like we deal with it plugged in, we're lulled into numbness by screens, by entertainment, by TikTok, by YouTube, by Facebook. I mean, and not that those things are all uniformly bad. I'm not trying to be the old guy yelling at the cloud here. But even in my family, my kids have been asking questions. What does this mean? What is Hamas? What's Gaza? What's the West Bank? What is Hezbollah? And we have an opportunity as parents to actually do some history teaching, because heaven knows they're not going to get it anywhere else, and they're not going to get it from the mainstream media, but to sit down to talk about God's intent with his called out and chosen people in Israel, and to walk through that history, and to frame this conflict in a way that our children can really get their heads around. But there is an opportunity here to, like, okay, you know what? It's time to stop watching corgi videos on TikTok, right? It's time to actually be sober about what's happening. And for the record, I like corgi videos as much as the next person. I can laugh at a good dog video. But we've been dog videoed into complete numbness, right, in our culture.
Well, it's a distraction.
We can wake up.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, according to the Bible, Hamas, you know what Hamas means? Violence.
Wow. Well, yeah. That surprised me. I mean, I didn't think the horror of what has happened ought to be shocking us alert and awake. Mm-hmm. It certainly is in Israel. But the rest of us, I think, would do well to do our due diligence and understand what this conflict is all about, as you're talking about.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because, you know what? It wasn't our brother or our sister.
Right.
Or our mother or our grandmother that was violated and murdered in the manner in which it was done. It wasn't, a young daughter who went to a festival to have some fun and dance and enjoy the final day of the holiday, the joy of the Torah. And here you get, brutally murdered and gunned down innocents in the manner in which they did. And the thing that happens, and again, in observing what goes on here in America, watch the newspapers, watch the mainstream media, listen to what other outlets are promoting and how they have, in short order, it's amazing, they've turned this around and Hamas and the Palestinians have become victims.
Right.
And this is something that has happened time and time again, going back even before World War II. In World War II, you had the, official paper of record in the country backing Adolf Hitler.
Yep.
I mean, this is how bizarre this is. So, and you think, well, what? But again, see, when you're without God, you turn your back on God. You've really rendered yourself kind of stupid here. And we ignore, common sense. And we start. Go ahead.
One of the interesting things that I think has happened, because ultimately so much of what drives our country is not only ideology but money. To see these large Jewish donors say, you know what, we're not giving another dime to Harvard. We're not giving another dime to schools that are pushing this agenda. I think it's interesting, just to see maybe some of that influence will be curtailed because they've embraced a position that's just absolutely untenable.
Well, the other thing, too, you got to keep in mind and, look at our open border and how they've relaxed some of these, obviously kids are coming in with hatred in their heart. We've imported hatred into our country with these young kids who've come in from the Middle East that have been so conditioned. Adam, that's the thing. And again, in observing what's going on here, and they're influencing our kids without really knowing the whole truth and applying some critical exercise, critical thought, right?
That's exactly right, and it's our job as parents to apply that critical thought.
Because the fact of the matter, kids, we need you. We need you because you are very much part of the solution. Thank you, Adam Holtz.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious
metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could...